Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, Abundant Soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Petya Kolobova, and today is really special. If you are listening on a day that I'm launching this, it's April 26, 2024, and I am celebrating 40th birthday. And when you're listening to this, of course, I'm pre-recording this because I'm right now sitting with my family and enjoying a picnic in a beautiful place and a photo shoot, because I just wanted to have these memories and celebrate. And as I was thinking about the celebrations, I really want to pause, because it is so easy to get caught up on the next thing, on the next achievement, on a next whatever is driving us, which is beautiful. I feel like we do have to have the dreams and the visions. However, I feel like we get to really pause and celebrate. And I am not going to bore you with 40 things that I have learned in my 40th years, but I really wanted to take a moment and celebrate the clients and the woman that I worked with. And I'm taking just few of them because we could be sitting here for hours, but I feel like it is so inspiring to hear celebrations of other people and really check in with yourself. I feel like as you're listening to this, check in with how you're feeling, because it has to say a lot about your money mindset and abundance and way to receive. Because in the past, when I was listening to everybody else's celebrations, I was in that scarcity and that like poor me mode. And I was thinking like, well, why is it happening for them and not for me? I had to shift and change and really look at, how is it possible that this can happen for me? Wow, how inspiring that she can do it, I can do it. So as you're listening to few of the celebrations of a few of my clients, please really ask yourself, how is this making me feel? Is this making me feel like, wow, I didn't know you can do that? Or wow, like, how is this possible? Can I do that myself? Or is it feeling like expansive and beautiful and spacious? Or is it feeling constricting and heavy and making you feel down? This is going to be really important for you to check in with yourself. So if you're my client and you are really finding and hearing yourself in this, I am so inspired by you, and I'm so thankful for you investing in yourself, in our journey together. And it's such an honor that I could have been, or still am, your coach, your mentor on this life journey. So first client I wanted to celebrate is Trish, who stopped hiding her love for love of attraction, fell in love with herself, and started using her gifts and beliefs unapologetically in her real estate business and created abundance for her whole family. Svetlana, who learned to create healthy boundaries, own her beautiful energy as a powerful healer and guide, even more, and started hosting retreats that she sold out with ease and peace within just few days. Kathy, who embraced her feminine, healed her past wounds, shifted her business into more fulfilling, and started family while owning business that is inspiring for her and her clients. Melissa, who allowed herself to see her worth, raise her prices, and create not only deeper healing for herself, but also more abundance and joy for her family. Odette, who faced her fears, left her job that was unfulfilling, owned her magic, and started hosting events where she can be unapologetically herself while building her business and sharing her life for all things witchy. Natasha will learn to love herself, her uniqueness, and is now serving women who are attracting love from more empowered and healed place. Mia, who was making only a few hundred dollars a month in her business before working with me, and then she stepped into creating a legacy with her academy and celebrated 30K with her first launch, hosted international retreat in Costa Rica, where she currently lives with the man she called in and is the love of her life. Lori Ann, who got clear on her offers in her salon, expanded her business and created desired abundance for her and her family while she keeps growing and expanding. Leila, who created International Maker Marketing Agency, started to travel the world and went from making $700 in her business into attracting $7,000 in her life and business. Leona, who left a toxic marriage, started her own company, travel internationally, really started to own her worth, and inspires women through her newly launched podcast and a business that allows her to walk in her purpose. Lauren, who got clear on her life vision, how she desires to connect and serve, attracted client into her newly launched coaching business and published her first book while staying more in her feminine energy so she can enjoy her family time too. Jovita, who leaned into emotions, her fears, and shifted from scarcity to abundance, took 6 months of her work to live off the investments she was able to make through expanding her money mindset and new connections, allowed herself to create healthy boundaries and live in more joy and pleasure. Jovi, who hired me pregnant so she can step into CEO role in her business, learned to delegate, created flow and structure in her business so she can stay fully present to her baby. Jennifer, who worked through scarcity mindset and in her first month double her income, allow herself to be seen, speak her truth, and heal even deeper her relationship in a family and home. Natasha, who learned to lean into her feminine, heal her past wounds, really serves her clients unapologetically from owning her gifts and shifted her money mindset and owns more abundance. Irina, who leaned into trusting herself, speaking her truth, deepening her marriage, healing past wounds, and bring in healthy baby boy, knowing how to enjoy now being present and unapologetic about her needs and desires. Lily, who learned to lean into her multi-passionate personality, owning all her gifts, started to host in-person events and allow herself to be brilliant and bright and not fit into any boxes while she travels internationally and coaches her clients online. Jess, who was able to find her job, her dream job, after being 1 year unemployed, she manifested travels, moved from space that was unfulfilling while building her business of supporting others in creating beautiful spaces and fashion trends. Johnny, who learned to slow down in her busy practice, start owning her gift, and heals people one message and one video at a time. I could be literally sitting here. I have so many notes here to celebrate my clients. And I just really want you to see what is possible, what you can to do. And it's just, even for me, looking through my notes, through accomplishments of my clients. And I kept scrolling and scrolling. Like, oh my gosh, I have so many clients wins there. So I love these episodes to be short. I love these episodes to be really inspiring. I want these episodes to move you. Check in with yourself when you're listening to celebrations of others. Are you tuning out or are you tuning in to see what else is possible? What would you love to be celebrating in your life? Let me know. Connect with me on Instagram at Petia Kolibova. And please take a few moments to leave us a review so more women can find this episode and create a holistic abundance in their life. And I'll see you in the next one. My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. And leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.